This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Joel Pollack of Breitbart News confronted Joe Biden at the Iowa State Fair on the lie the Democrat Party won't let die.
Mr. Vice President, are you aware that you're misquoting Donald Trump in Charlottesville? He never called neo-Nazis very fine people.
No, he called all those folks that walked out of that, they were neo-Nazis, shouting hate, their veins
bulging. But he said specifically that he was condemning them.
He did not. He said he walked out and he said, let's get this straight. He said there were very fine people in both groups. They're chanting anti-Semitic slogans, carrying flags.
Pollack was referencing this claim Biden made yet again in a recent speech.
When he said after Charlottesville, there were, and I quote, very fine people on both sides. I said then it gave license and safe harbor to white supremacists and neo-Nazis and to the Ku Klux Klan. These words not only stunned America, but they stunned the world. And in doing so, he assigned a moral equivalence between those spewing hate and those with the courage to stand against it.
The nefarious go-to slanderous claim of fine people on both sides is a Democratic hoax. It's simply not true. Here again, for all to see, is what President Trump said regarding the protesting citizens in Charlottesville, Virginia, who he had actually been referring to, and the white nationalists who he condemned totally on that August 15th, 2017 day at Trump Towers while dealing with a rabid, propagandized media swarm just 3 days after the incident at the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia.
And you had some very bad people in that group. But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides. You had people in that group, excuse me, I saw the same pictures as you did. You had people in that group that were there to protest the taking down of, to them, a very, very important statue and the renaming of a park from Robert E. Lee to another name. You're changing history, you're changing culture, and you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. But you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay? And the press has treated them absolutely unfairly. Now, in the other group also, you had some fine people, but you also had troublemakers, and you see them come with the black outfits and with the helmets and with the baseball bats. You had a lot of bad people in the other group too.
Meanwhile, Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden is the one actually dangerously spreading hate-filled false vitriol.
When Trump announced he was running for president, he called Mexicans rapists. Days before the midterm, he fomented fears of a caravan heading to the United States, creating hysteria when he said, Look what's marching up. This is an invasion. An invasion. He asserted that immigrants would, quote, carve you up with a knife. More recently, he called a major American city, a disgusting, rat-infected rodent mess. No human being, he said, would choose to live as though the vibrant, diverse community around Baltimore somehow was less than human. At a rally in Florida, when he asked the crowd, how do we stop these people, meaning immigrants, someone yelled back, shoot them, and he smiled.
But lately, creepy Joe Biden has devolved into a gaffe machine.
We choose unity over division. We choose science over fiction. We choose truth over facts.
Favorite historical figure and who's not a president and why?
And I'd have to start off, I know you said not a president, I have to start off with Jefferson, even though he didn't live up to it. He's the guy that wrote that incredible document.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
There is a huge difference between calling things out for what they are, as Donald Trump has done to the Washington, D.C. establishment's ire, and blatantly attempting to pull the wool over the voters' eyes, as D.C. insider lackey Joe Biden has done. John Bound reporting.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
It is Monday, August 12th, 2019. And yes, The Alex Jones Show is still on air, despite all the attempts to murder it in jail like they did to Jeffrey Epstein. Here we are, all of us together. And on this extremely important Alex Jones Show today, what an honor it is to be filling in for Alex. He'll be joining us shortly. We're also going to be joined by Robert Barnes, Patrick Howley, and Paul Joseph Watson before Gerald Celente takes over the fourth hour. And actually, I'm going to talk to Gerald when he takes over, too. I got a couple questions for him, but my stacks of news include some international news. I have a whole stack of Epstein news that's just going to blow your mind. And then I've got some domestic American news that's just kind of out there, some frills on the whole surface, but important nonetheless. But I'm sitting thinking to myself, how do you begin today's Alex Jones Show with this Epstein murder hanging over our heads? Because, I mean, you want to talk about the biggest cover-ups of all time, the JFK assassination, September 11, 2001. I mean, those are probably at the top of my list, but the Epstein murder might be the biggest one ever. Not because of its importance as far as Epstein as an individual is concerned and how that influences or impacts the average American's life, as September 11th would have, or the JFK assassination even, but because I always have the word they. Who is they? Well, they got away with murdering Jeffrey Epstein. And they did it right in front of all of our faces. And so I'm sitting here today thinking, well, what do you do? How do you cover the biggest cover-up of all time? And in the past, InfoWars' role is to defy the mainstream narrative, push the boundaries, say what people are thinking, because no one else will do it. But now, any logical person realizes that Jeffrey Epstein was offed in prison and that it's being covered up. It's really not that hard. It's basic math. If 1 + 1 = 3, even the kindergartner says, no, it doesn't. It equals 2. Oh, okay then. So they're saying Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide in jail. 1 + 1 = 3. So I just want to say this before I get into all the headlines. I thought to myself, you know, if I was in a time capsule, which are always in time capsules of life, every experience, every thing that you've done is a capsule of your larger life. So what if I was just in a capsule for 5 years and I came up to the surface today? What would I think? What would I be feeling? What would I think of the world? How has it changed? And there is one thing that you cannot deny. The world has changed significantly. And I think the response to the Jeffrey Epstein murder encapsulates that change. So I had the crew go back and just print 5 years ago's headlines on Drudge Report. And it's got some normal stuff, nothing too big. But you had Obama releasing criminal illegal immigrants into the population. That's still going on. And you had the Mike Brown protest going on where, ironically enough, the same guy that did the autopsy on Mike Brown is going to be doing another autopsy on Jeffrey Epstein. Now, we'll get into that and some conspiracy theories around that, too. But just think about it. Think about all the false narratives the media has been able to get away with. Think about all the lies and all the cover-ups that they've been involved in. And now here we are today. And isn't it perfect? It's almost the Trump test 2.0. See, the Trump test began in about 2015. And I'm not sure when you want to say it ended, because a lot of people got off the Trump train because he's not a purist and some other reasons. But let's just say the Trump test started in 2015 and ended on election night. The Trump test was basically, look, you've got two options. Hillary Clinton, a known criminal, laughs about starting wars, laughs about killing sovereign leaders, is involved in so much crime, her husband the same deal, running off on pedophile island. Everybody knows about the Clinton body count. So a total rat-infested, covered in feces rodent, vermin, Hillary Clinton, versus Donald Trump, who's kind of an unknown, kind of walks into it like a lion. He's got some blood on him. You're not sure if that's because he was savaging someone or if he was just involved in protecting himself. But okay, you know, that was basically your option. A feces-covered rat, Hillary Clinton, just gnawing and heaving, or Donald Trump, a lion, coming in roaring, and you're like, well, okay, is this guy going to eat me or is he going to defend me? But it's an unknown. That rat's going to give you rabies and kill you. So, but that was the Trump test. Now it's the Epstein test. Now, you notice America, I mean, literally, thank God, thank this audience, thank a few other audiences out there, and Donald Trump. We were able to pass the Trump test. And it's beyond Trump. It's just common sense. Is there enough common sense left for us to save America? Is there enough common sense left for us to actually do something right as a nation? So that was the Trump test. We passed it. Thank God. Now the Epstein test is here. And the Epstein test is next level. When you see media publications telling you you're a conspiracy theorist, if you don't believe the official narrative that Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide, you know they are not your friend. How can any person in the media, this is where the Epstein test starts now. Any person in the media with any integrity, any self-respect, any conscience, any gut, any instincts, not totally sold out, is questioning the Jeffrey Epstein death, at the very least. Anybody telling you shut up, believe the mainstream narrative, is probably, honestly, I hate to say this, because I'm sure it's not true, but are they in on it? You're going to tell me, oh yeah, Jeffrey Epstein just committed suicide in jail, nothing to see here. Really? But they are. New York Times, Washington Post, it's all over TV, MSNBC over the weekend, CNN. Conspiracy theories say Epstein must have been murdered. Really? Conspiracy theories. You mean the same conspiracy theories that said JFK was assassinated and there was more than one shooter? And then it came out when Donald J. Trump released the classified JFK files? You mean the conspiracy theorists that said there was something else going on with September 11th? And the question still remained today? And then we launched these trillion-dollar wars in the Middle East that nobody won, ever. Nobody could win. So when we come back, Alex Jones is going to break it all down. But it's a new world now. It's a new world than it was 5 years ago. Because I don't have to come on air and tell you here, hosting the Alex Jones Show at Infowars.com/show, that Jeffrey Epstein was murdered or that he didn't commit suicide. I don't know what happened, but he didn't commit suicide. But I don't have to be the one to tell you that today. And I don't look so crazy telling you that today, because anybody with a brain sees that. So this is the Trump test we passed. We got Trump in. Doesn't mean he's perfect. Doesn't mean we're perfect. But we changed the world. We moved in the right direction. Now this Epstein case is the next test. And quite frankly, millions of Americans probably should have been outside that prison demanding answers. But we're all asleep. We're all on our cell phones. I think Kim Kardashian, you know, dropped a new clothing line. So, but this is the Epstein test. Now you watch. What is media going to say about this? Are they going to tell you to sit down, shut up, and close your eyes? Or are they going to say, this is a massive nuclear fire that they just tried to cover up? What the hell is going on? Alex Jones explains it on the other side.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. The progenitor of all the changes in the world that we have seen to get us to this point started at InfoWars.com with this audience and Alex Jones. That's why we're the most censored name in news, and Alex Jones is totally banned from the internet. Alex Jones joins us now to cover the crazy news surrounding Epstein and everything that's going on in the White House. Alex Jones, take it away.
Well, that's right, Owen. I did bring equipment so I could broadcast from the road, because every time I try to take even a four or five day vacation with my children, I'm unable to do it because giant events take place. And sure enough, this Epstein situation took place, and then the cover-ups and the changing stories and the incredible obviousness of all of this has completely blown me away. We're going to get to all of that coming up in the next segment, and the wheels coming off the Democrats as well. But the first big thing, and the reason I'm actually live with you today, because I know you guys can handle all the Epstein stuff. You've got Paul Joseph Watson coming up. You've got an amazing Breitbart reporter coming up who's a real expert on all this. You've also got Robert Barnes, who has been all over the Epstein situation, knows a lot of the inside baseball from D.C. He's going to be on, so a jam-packed show here today with Owen Schroyer. But the real reason I'm on this morning, because my wife yesterday is like, okay, you went ahead and did the Sunday show. She's like, let me guess, you're going to do tomorrow's show. And I said, no. I said, Owen and the crew have got a big line of guests. They're going to do a great job. The listeners will understand why I'm not going to be there. But then this morning I got up and I was looking at the news, and there it was, just a little footnote on InfoWars.com, Chinese troops enter Hong Kong. And then I went online and saw the videos of people having their heads beat in and blood everywhere, and just how huge geopolitically this is, and how it signals that the world is going into a hot war, just like we saw India invade the disputed region of Kashmir last week. This is all serious tit-for-tat stuff, and shows that the whole existing world order is crumbling down around itself. And so these big developments are just amazing. But because there's no urgency, this morning at 7 a.m. I'm reading that, I decided to do the show because of it. I just could not cover that. And then I forget about it, and I'm sitting here looking at the video list that the crew sent me. I'm in San Diego visiting my wife's family with my children, and the crew sends me the clips about what's happening in Hong Kong. And it's like a punch in the stomach that I forgot that as well, because it's not in the consciousness. 20 people get shot to death. It's terrible. It's horrible. In El Paso, the media acts like it is the end of the world and all of us are to blame. We've got to overturn the Second Amendment. All white people are evil, even though this guy was clearly a leftist, Antifa. So was the other guy in Ohio. But then when you've got the Chi-Coms killing 115 million of their own people, when you've got them putting millions a year in forced labor camps, killing hundreds of thousands, selling their organs, it's like, oh, big deal. That's no big deal. Or when you have hundreds of people killed very mysteriously in and around the Clintons, and medical examiners like Fannie Malik, famously, who was a local medical examiner in Mena, Arkansas, well, after kids got run over on the tracks and bullet wounds in their heads, and after he ruled that suicide, they made him the state medical examiner, and there would be people machine-gunned off roads, their arms and legs cut off, burned, inside plastic bags, and Fannie Malik would rule that a suicide. Now, obviously, you can't cut your arms and legs and head off and put yourself in a bag. Houdini, with godlike powers, couldn't do that. So this is the type of craziness. The Clinton death count is in the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. It's well over 300. There's some smaller lists that are like 100 out there. No, ladies and gentlemen, Treasury Secretary Commerce Secretary Ron Brown, he famously was in trouble with the Clintons, and he said, if I go down, the Clintons go down. Well, he was found dead with a bullet hole in his head. They even crashed the airplane he was in, but even the Air Force medical examiner said, no, he was shot in the head by a .45 caliber bullet. And so that segues us into the next segment, some of what we're going to be covering, the new Epstein developments. I called Paul Watson this morning, who's on later, and I said, why do you think this is so obvious? And he said, I think it's because they want to make us totally lose confidence in the system and have a revolution. I said, well, we know they want to have a racial and cultural revolution that the left and others are funding. But I said, Paul, I don't think that's what it is. They are desperate. The deep state's not in full control anymore. They're so old school. Their own panopticonic big tech system they built is now basically exposing them and backfiring on them. And the complexity of the world has made it to where they can't kill everybody or threaten everybody or control everybody. Plus, America and the world 10, 20 years ago was asleep predominantly. And so because we were asleep predominantly, they thought that we were being quiet because we'd been bullied. Now that the world's more awake, they're bullying more than ever, but the bullying is only accelerating people becoming awake and getting really, really angry. So the big news when we come back that we're going to elaborate on is, surprise, surprise, they didn't just take him off suicide watch. They didn't just put him in a jail cell alone. You're not supposed to do. They don't have any video. The video camera was turned off magically. The guards were told to go home early. They were told, don't even check on him every 30 minutes like you do every person's cell, not every 10 minutes like you're supposed to do on suicide watch. And it gets worse than that. They have hired the JFK famous magic bullet doctor, who in the congressional hearings found that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone and who signed off on the autopsies of JFK when JFK's brain was completely blown out. And I've had all the witnesses on the funeral home head on who was actually there when the FBI came in with the rifle with ink on it and put his fingerprint on the gun in front of him. By the way, the day after he was on the show, they ran him off the road in Austin, tried to kill him. Side issue. But he's a famous, I don't even know if he's alive. He's like 90-something when he came on the show. And ended up having funeral homes all over Texas, becoming very rich. He only had one funeral home in Dallas when that happened in 1963. But all of this is beyond Lee Harvey Oswald being shot by Jack Ruby at the Dallas police station, where the cops walk him out, hold him up so he can get shot. And they have done this in front of God, in front of country, in front of the whole world. But in the backdrop, they had sold us out to the Chi-Coms, the Clintons had. And so now the Chi-Coms are cut off predominantly from the U.S. government. They're trying to run Hollywood and their stay-behind networks, the Democratic Party, Antifa, their Confucius Institutes. But more and more, they're losing ground. They're losing control. So they're beginning to panic. And now you're seeing absolute desperation. A lot of people are looking at photos of Epstein and presupposing on the stretcher and saying, oh, that's clearly taken from another photo. It's been photoshopped. Who knows what's true? We've all been lied to so much that it's reasonable to say he's still alive in a witness protection program. It's reasonable to say he was murdered. Very suspicious to say he was suicided because they all stood down. And every default option, every standing operating procedure was turned off. All these switches were turned off to let this happen. I had a gut level, Owen. I'll ask you what you think when we come back. I think that he probably is dead because dead men tell no tales. Plus, it sends a message to everybody else. Keep your mouth shut. But make no mistake, quickening is here. Things are only going to get crazy from this point on. And InfoWars was supposed to be off the air by now. To the listeners and viewers, kept us alive. You are the InfoWar. You are the resistance. And I thank you all. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I love watching Dave and Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me.
we sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this live Monday edition. I'm Alex Jones, here with you from San Diego, California. Owen Schroyer is in the main studios in the ATX. And, of course, again, we have Bob Barnes joining us at the start of the next hour. Then we have an amazing reporter from Breitbart who I was familiar with, but I heard him on the air yesterday on the Sunday show with Tom Papert. And just he knows more about this stuff than I do because it's his beat. And so I've learned all this stuff about Epstein, but then I forget about a lot of it because I'm covering everything. He mainly covers this, and you couldn't have a better guest than that gentleman that's coming up. And then we're going to have Paul Joseph Watson. And I do want to open the phones up. Watson's only on for two segments at the start of the third hour. We should really just open the phones up after that and then go into the second part of that, into the fourth hour, because Watson's not hosting. the fourth hour today. He's doing that Wednesday. But regardless, we really do need to open the phones up and get the callers' take on all of this, because this is something that I know no one that we're talking to and no one I even see in the media is buying this, and the Attorney General's not buying it, and Al Green of Texas isn't buying it. As Al Green said, he said, listen, if they're in video of this, there's supposed to be video in those cells, you know there's a cover-up. Well, guess what? There's no video. And it just goes on and on and on. So this is the big awakening. There's been lots of steps on this path, but this broke the back. This just went way too far. And now they've gone completely insane, saying, oh, the video cameras were turned off. The jail guards were told don't check his room every 30 minutes, even though all jail cells are checked every 30 minutes. It goes further than that. Now the famous JFK coroner has been pulled out of mothballs that put out the ridiculous garbage that JFK had only been shot the number of times they said, when his brain had been blown out the back of his head. And the original coroner reports and all of it said that. I've even interviewed his mortician, JFK's mortician. I've even interviewed Lee Harvey Oswald's mortician. I mean, we've just had them all on the show. And Jim Mars, God bless his soul, who interviewed all the experts. He was the guy that kept getting me all those great guests. And now they've done something. I'd say this is Kennedy assassination cover up to the next level. I mean, this is squared. This is like a Richter scale where every point on the Richter scale is an entire power of magnitude stronger. And so a whole point on the Richter scale is 10 times that. I mean, this is just seismic, insane, crazy. What are they doing? And then it gets worse after all of that. All over the world, from France to England to Germany to Israel, criminal investigations are being opened because Jeffrey Epstein was an industrial-level procurer of young women for rich, powerful men. He started out doing it at a very, very young age, didn't even have the college degree, but was allowed to teach at an elite school where they were corrupting the children. And that's all come out. And then he began to procure hundreds of girls a year by the 80s, then thousands of girls a year, reportedly. And he had, again, children being smuggled in even younger than 12 or 13 by smugglers to the Caribbean island, running them up to the buildings, getting them in. And believe me, from our intel, and I talked about this 10 years ago, told you about the island when nobody else would, they weren't just having sex with them down in those tombs and down in those dungeons, let me tell you. That's just the entry level in the club, because you have sex with underage people. Then it's sex with children, and then it's kill them deader than a hammer. This is vampirism. And again, this is coming to you from the folks that first broke it on a big scale. I was told this by high-level retired FBI agents, by, what are three-star generals? Major generals? The whole point is that I used to hear this 25 years ago from conferences I would go to, and when I had these people on the air, when I'd go see somebody give a speech, and then they'd call me aside, go, let's go get dinner, and they'd tell me, well, you know, the Satanists really run the communists, but the public can't handle it, and they're using this to corrupt and take over. And then it's just all coming out. It's all true. Okay, so I understand why people can't believe this. I understand why people can't deal with it. I understand all of that. When I learned that PETA sacrifices dogs on the upper story of their building, I thought that the person that told me was crazy. But guess what? It wasn't crazy. It was true. Okay? And I'm not going to get into all that for personal reasons, but it's very, very personal. It's been in the news. What I told people over a decade ago has been confirmed. But I thought that this person that I knew had gone crazy. I didn't believe it until we got called by private investigators and Regnery Publishing and others, and they said, do you know who this person is in your family? And I said, no, I do not know this. And they said, well, you better ask them. And I asked, and it was like, yeah, and it's terrible. That's why they got out of it. But, I mean, you hear this stuff from former head FBI agent over the L.A. sector, or from a three-star general, or you hear it from these people over and over again, and then you find out how close it is even to you, just some weird PETA spinoff of it, of them making all the PETA employees go out to animal shelters and get dogs and cats so they can, like, get off on injecting them and killing them and then throwing them in trash cans en masse. And again, I'm just telling you this because this is how insane these people are. Dr. Peter Singer, that's the head of PETA, the main advisor of it, over Ingrid Newhouse, whatever her name is, he says kill babies up to age 3. He wrote that 30 years ago. Now the left, well, it says that to us on camera. When we go to their events, normal women in business suits and clothes walk up and go, ah, InfoWars. We're going to kill babies up to age 3. You have to understand, folks, that I understand why none of this sounds real. None of this sounds possible because I never get sick of iced tea and the enchiladas I had last night. I never get sick of, you know, my wife. I would never even want to hurt a child. I would never want to go do stuff that I guess the Pope's talked about that he thinks about all the time, eating feces and things. But you have to understand, these people and the spirits that are in them want to degrade the human spirit. These people want to pull down the human spirit dimensionally so that we don't go with God. It's a ritual. And again, I go back to this allegory. This is perfect. Eddie Murphy's good film, The Golden Child. The Satanists are in L.A. sacrificing children to torture them so that the blood is corrupt. Then they put the blood of tortured children in the oatmeal to try to get the golden child, who symbolizes humanity's ascension in a more New Agey way, Christ figure, because they're unable to physically kill him until they've corrupted his body. So that's what the 5G and the GMO and the vaccines and all the stuff on TV and the, you know, the cigarette additives and all the liquor and all the drugs and all the Prozac and all of it is meant to enslave us and bind us down and control us. So Jeffrey Epstein is key because he was a pimp and a procurer and a front man, a concierge. In fact, Epstein was a concierge of trauma-based mind control, of Satanism, and of corruption. And the Clintons were Renfield managers above him. Just look at them. For the royalty. For the most powerful families in the world, who I will assure you, ladies and gentlemen, are not just having sex with underage girls. And you go to England and you find Jimmy Savile and all the dead kids and the dungeons and all the murdered children, and they would walk in front of certain prime ministers with little girls and put plastic on the floor. 7-year-olds was his favorite, slit their throat, and I'm not going to even tell you what would go on from that point. But you have to understand that the angel of death, Joseph Mengele, wrote in his own diary. He was German royalty. He would just go pick out a bunch of little 5-year-old kids out of a concentration camp. That was his favorite. Feed them a bunch of chocolates for whatever reason. Then drive them out in the field itself and just shoot them in the head every morning. Just a cup of coffee. Just draining their energy. These are vampires. Be right back. Break down how the whole house of cards can come down if you want it to. InfoWars.com, Newsbooks.com, Mara's News Today, Owen Sawyer rides shotgun. Spread the word about the transmission. The globalists hope you won't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th. And learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text Gold Summit to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jeffrey Epstein's greatest secret. It's not just that he was an international procurer of underage girls or children so they could blackmail world leaders for a corporate worldwide government system. That's all been confirmed. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's the ultimate taboo that every civilization in its declining, waning twilight days engages in. Human sacrifice of children. No, vampires that live for thousands of years aren't real. But the spirits that fill these husks, these servants of evil, do. They're eternal. And that's where you get the legend of the vampire. And they are kidnapping and torturing children. And some they turn into minions and servants. And that's a lot of the Renfield types that you actually see, like the Hillarys and the Bills. They themselves have been abused. And of course, you know both of them have been abused, but they decided they loved the dark side and drank deeply from it. So that's Jeffrey Epstein's big secret. And it could bring down the whole system. It could bring down the whole house of cards if it continues to roll up the witnesses and the individuals. And all these documents that came out last week confirmed, we have an expert on this coming up in about 40 minutes after Robert Barnes comes on. All of this confirms, ladies and gentlemen, that Bill Clinton was on the island and lied about it. And the island, again, has the underground temples, the dungeons, all of this is coming out. And Epstein is only one manager of a whole network of these facilities. That's why these are all big compounds. And why on the islands they have these big women's retreats. And Disney cruises would stop at the island. Look that up. Can't make that up. And other events would go on at his huge New Mexico compound that's set up like a college. Just like Penn State had this big organization run by Sandusky, and they would bring abused children who'd already been raped, some as young as seven, because if they did medical exams on them, they couldn't tell who'd raped them because they've already been raped. So they would bring rape victims to Sandusky by the hundreds a year, and then they would have high-powered donors come and mentor them and stay at good-sized mansions with the children, sometimes for weeks. And so it's just the renting out of children. But everybody in the power structure wants to social climb. So they go and have sex with the kids to be in the club. But then they get recruited to the next level. And again, it's just like Eyes Wide Shut. You get taken to it. There's a woman in the ritual. She dies. Oh, it's an overdose. You're now involved in murdering somebody. Oh, don't worry. She's just a hooker. Next, it's a 15-year-old boy. And this is the when you look in the eyes of these people, they look so psychotic. They look so evil. Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Jeffrey Epstein. When you look in the eyes of the Democratic Party and why they look so evil and why they're so bad, because they've all taken part, at least, in the cover-up of the abuse. CNN, MSNBC, The New York Times, all of them. They are complicit in demonizing and attacking anybody that talks about it, in creating fake stories. That was mainstream news, diverting us off to the pizza parlor in D.C., away from the spirit cooking and all the proof. And the brother of John Podesta, Tony Podesta, in the Washington Post in 2007, saying, I've got child porn. I've got a dungeon I watch videos in. I'll do what I want. I'm not going to even show you the photos of that. It's child porn they put in the Washington Post to throw it in your face to get you used to it. And you look at Tony Podesta, he looks more like a demon. He could be in a Ghostbusters movie as a goblin. It's all, because that's the spirit that's in them. When you do things like this, it turns you over to them. Images of children hanging off meat hooks in big shower dungeon areas where you hose their guts off when you're done. These are absolute savage individuals, just full of pure evil. When they're on those stages with university professors, they're on those stages on CNN, and the other sickos are bowing to them, they are bowing to them saying, I want to be deeper in the cult. I want to come. I want to have the walnut sauce. I want to be part of it. I want to be in the pool with the kids. I want to, on and on and on. When you look at any of these people, they know what they're part of. So the biggest takeaway is this media complex aren't just liars, folks. They love it. They love saying kill millions of people for the New World Order. They love overthrowing Libya and destabilizing all of Africa. They love destroying stable governments and bringing in evil. They are a legion of evil. Owen Troyer, I have to tell you, getting on the plane, I talked about this Sunday. People were all saying, hey, did you hear Epstein died? Alex, it's incredible. They murdered him because we just got in the news before we got on the plane. I shot a video right before we got on the plane. And Democrats were going, good. Hillary needs to be tough so that people fear her. Trump doesn't have any respect. Good. I'm glad Epstein's dead. And there were Democrats, a lot of them, you know, clean cut, older, dressed nice, husbands and wives just looking at me, just nodding, going, like they were feeling powerful. They had taken the devil spirit, not the Holy Spirit. But they've taken communion, you see. And I had them out here by the pool a couple days ago. I'm swimming with my daughter, and my security guy had just walked off. I said, yeah, go tell the other security guy he can have off. I'm about to go up. And he goes, okay, sure. He walks off. They're watching, and five yuppies, three women, two men come over while I'm in the pool in front of my daughter and say, we hope you commit suicide, kill yourself. I hope you die. Just all this insane. And they were just going, I mean, just because I'm telling you, they've fully taken the spirit. They've converted. Anybody's got to go to a Democrat event, folks. And these people literally walk around hissing. Like, they have, something's happened to them. Owen Schroyer, this is huge. What do you think's happening?
Well, Alex, if you recall, before you took off or before we left here on Friday, you know, we don't have enough time. You're running around working all the time. We had kind of a personal conversation. I said, you know, Alex, every time you try to get away, something crazy happens. And then sure enough, right before your plane takes off, Jeffrey Epstein is murdered. And then You know, as far as Epstein is concerned, I think there's really only two logical conclusions that we can reach right now, Alex, and that was that Jeffrey Epstein was murdered, very powerful forces involved, or he's alive and he was taken out of jail and put into witness protection because of the threats against his life. I think that those are the only two reasonable options right now, Alex. And anybody who thinks he was, or anybody who thinks he committed suicide and believes this narrative that they're putting out there, which I don't really see anybody except writers for the New York Times and the Washington Post, you know, or commentators at MSNBC or CNN or big globalist news organizations like ABC News and Yahoo. Other than that, it seems like the average American, you know, anybody in media that has any soul left at all is saying, no, this is a cover up. They're lying about what happened. He definitely didn't commit suicide, but that's not going to stop the Tokyo Rose, Baghdad Bob propaganda, Mockingbird media from continuing to tell us, oh, it's just a suicide, nothing to see here. So we'll see if there's any answers.
I totally agree with you, and I'll tell you this, Owen. You know, I lean towards they really killed him because dead men tell no tales. They want to send a message. But they're so bold and crazy hiring JFK's coroner that, you know, clearly put out that whole fake report. And they've turned the cameras off and told the guards to go home early that they probably did just take him out the back of the building and then Photoshop an image of him on a stretcher. I mean, they'll do anything now, Owen. Why do you think they're doing that? I think it's because the wheels are coming off and they're losing control.
Well, I think the reason is they see that the public is finally, I mean, the renaissance is happening. That's really what this is about. And so this isn't going to work, though. Trying to tell the world that Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide, the renaissance isn't believing it anymore. People are awake. They see that this is going on. I mean,
well, they don't believe it because they turned the cameras off, because he was on death watch, and they took him off of it, then they put him in a cell alone. They weren't supposed to do that. And then now they're delaying the coroner's report. And then it just goes on and on and on. And it's the day after these bombshell documents get exclusively at first released here at InfoWars.com. In fact, let me just say that because I always forget. Folks, we want to hire more reporters. We want to expand. We're just trusting in God and trusting in you and moving forward with the expansion. We're working 7 days a week here, but we had to end the sale yesterday because a bunch of stuff's selling out. But I've been so busy with the news, we haven't come up with the new sale yet. This is the way you can take advantage of these sales when they get extended, because this sale, we haven't had a sale this big since Christmas. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 50 to 60% off. And that's how we fund the operation. The Storable Foods are still 50% off. We sold out of the Alexa Pure Pro. We're about to sell out of the Alexa Pure Breeze. We're about to sell out of their pitchers, little pitcher ones that are good as well. We're selling out of a lot of these products. We've been sold out for 3 months of the strongest, best krill oil we could find, and the cleanest krill oil. It's finally back in. People are big fans of it. It's 50% off despite that, but I'm going to have to end that sale in probably a week or so. That's going to be one of the things we're going to extend is the krill oil, but it really is high-quality krill oil. What it does for your brain, your body's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. Try it before you go to bed at night. See what happens with your dreams. And it goes with the Ultra 12 really good. It goes with the Turbo Force. It's a nootropic. I mean, this oil is powerful. Lungs and cardiovascular in your heart. It's brain food. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, 888-253-139. Owen, let's finish up when we come back on the other side.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.